CCM's calendar is overflowing with exceptional music events in November. On November 5th at 8 p.m., the Choral Series presents Remember, Remember the 5th of November and Songs of Peace and Freedom, featuring the UC men's and women's choruses. The two directors are here with me today, Chris Albanese and Alex Sutton. Welcome.
Great to be here.
Thanks.
Chris, I want to ask you about the significance of the program title.
Well, I was going through this year as I was planning repertoire for the fall and thinking a little bit about planning around a theme. I did a little bit of work with a conductor in Chicago. Her name's Molly Stone. Molly's a friend of mine from Northwestern. We did some singing together and worked together there. And she works with Chicago Children's Choir, and they did a similar type of program a few years ago, actually made a recording called Songs on the Road to Freedom. And it was all music of the South African anti-apartheid movement and then music associated with the civil rights movement in the United States as well. So it got me kind of thinking, how can we explore this theme of peace and freedom on a broader level? And I believe very deeply that music is both born out of and has a responsibility to meet the needs of the world around us where we are. So I was thinking about a lot of these things going on and thinking, how do we craft a program that speaks to this idea of peace and speaks to the way that we experience it on different levels, both, you know, in our immediate communities and our global community and in ourselves, too.
What about the 5th of November?
Well, I'm a huge fan of the movie V for Vendetta, and so I did a little dance of joy when I found out that our concert was on November 5th. Because of that, there are a lot of choral pieces you can program around that association. We're doing a piece by William Byrd, a Renaissance composer who was famously a crypto-Catholic. He was secretly Catholic while the rest of England was Protestant.
And the 5th of November is Guy Fawkes Day, isn't that correct?
Indeed, it is. So famously, the conflict between the Catholics and the Protestants in England at that time represented on Guy Fawkes Day.
And tell me what choruses you conduct. Chris, you conduct the...
I conduct the UC Men's Chorus.
And that leaves...
And the UC Women's Chorus, indeed.
It is a varied program. It's an extraordinarily varied program. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about what you'll be singing. Let's start with you, Alex.
Well, I'll pick up again with the Remember, Remember. Felix Mendelssohn died on November 4th, so I figured, close enough. We will be doing one of his motets called Veni Domine. We will be doing a William Byrd piece called Memento Salutis Auctor. Memento is the Latin word for remember. We'll also be doing five pieces by the contemporary composer Eric Whitaker, five Hebrew love songs. We'll also be doing the Witches Chorus from Verdi's Macbeth, which also has ties to the 5th of November, as well as our two-year choral sequence at CCM, Music of the Bard, settings of Shakespearean texts. And we'll be closing with the spiritual by Andre Thomas.
And how about you, Chris?
Yeah, so when I was crafting the idea for this program, I thought, how can I take different melodic and textual motives and kind of weave them throughout the concert? So I found an arrangement by Harry Wilson of the traditional spiritual Let Us Break Bread Together, and we'll be beginning the program with that and hopefully incorporating some movement as well, and then also using that motive at the end of the program and coming back to that theme. Some other pieces we'll be singing, an arrangement of the Indian raga Ramkali by Ethan Sperry. It's a wonderful setting. The Ramkali is known as the morning raga. It begins with the basses and the first tenor is singing an open fifth, just a very kind of open sonority. And then the melody is based around Ramkali, which is one of the over 400 different ragas in the Indian tradition. We'll also be singing a Zambian folk song, Bonse Abba, arranged by Andrew Fisher. And then Shosholoza, arranged by Jeffrey Ames, which was a South African piece, a South African miners' song originally, and then was also used pivotally during the anti-apartheid movement and is still used today. You can hear it chanted at South African World Cup games and football matches. It's kind of become an unofficial South African national anthem in some ways. And then the big piece that we have on our half of the program is Benjamin Britten's The Ballad of Little Musgrave, which also in kind of a humorous way deals with this idea of conflict. And then we'll be closing with a piece by a Canadian singer-songwriter. His name's Roland Mageau, and the piece is called A Soldier's Cry. And it's arranged by Trent Worthington, who's also a Canadian arranger and publisher.
And you're doing some pieces together. You're combining forces, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
I will be conducting a Ray Vaughan Williams Serenade to Music,
which is Shakespearean in nature, highlighting our two-year sequence of Shakespearean texts. And I will be conducting Nennia by Brahms, very autumnal, beautiful music.
And Serenade to Music calls for an orchestra.
It does. Yeah, and we'll be using an orchestra for both. And luckily, a lot of the instrumentation overlaps, so we'll be using many of the same players. But yeah, we'll have chamber orchestration for the Serenade to Music and for the Brahms as well.
I'd just like to add, we'll be using CCM students. They are wonderful collaborators, some of the finest instrumentalists out there.
How are you preparing your students beyond the music? Because these are pieces, many of them, that have great meaning beyond the texts.
I think since we mostly work with undergraduate students, we reach for what they already know. How do we relate these texts, these feelings, these moods that the composers committed to paper? How do we relate those things to their lives? The Shakespearean text speaks of, you know, the beauty of music, which these people would not be in choir unless they appreciate the beauty of music. The Brahms text talks about how life is transient and how even beautiful things fade, which is an important sentiment for the fall.
Just to give you an example, with the Ballad of Little Musgrave, it's based on a medieval poem, an anonymous poem that we have. So the other day in rehearsal, I had all the men gathered around and wrote the poem out kind of as a script. And we read through and did a little dramatic reading, and we had one of the guys reading Little Musgrave and one reading The Page Boy and one reading Lady Barnard as well, which was pretty funny and they really got into. So just kind of having fun with the text and exploring in interactive and creative ways how we as musicians and as choral musicians are storytellers. We help to bring a story to life for the audience, and we tell that in a different way than it might be done in opera or theater. But vocally, using different colors can do that. So finding ways to connect it to their experience and allow them to really live with the material.
Yeah. And songs like the South African anti-apartheid songs, do the students have any awareness of what that was?
Yeah, so some do. And in fact, we have one guy, Garrett Parsons, who's our UC chorus manager and sings baritone, may be traveling to South Africa in May. So for him, it's particularly of interest. And we talked a little bit about that. So I like to give them some of the historical context, explain, you know, where this music came from, just what it means within the tradition, and why these songs are so important to the struggles of people through these different movements.
And both of you told me a little earlier that you're first-year DMA students, so this is your first mm-hmm. experience actually leading UC's mm-hmm. choral
yes.
ensembles.
Yes. Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's like driving a very expensive car. These folks are wonderful, and it's so great to work with people on a daily basis who want to be there, who love nothing more than just making music. These are not paid professionals. These are people who simply love singing.
Absolutely. I would second everything that Alex said. And for me, I think the connection was kind of established when I came to CCM to audition for the program, and I had the opportunity to work with the men's chorus last winter. And there was just an instant connection and a feeling, exactly what Alex said, that they want to be here. They're eager to make music. They're here because they want to be and not because they have to be. And just bring so much positive energy to what they do. And it really makes a huge difference. So it's been a really, really enjoyable experience so far. And we're just looking forward to growing over the next few years, too.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing concert. And I thank you so much for joining me today. My guests have been Chris Albanese and Alexander Sutton from CCM. They are leading the men's and women's choruses in a concert called Songs of Peace and Freedom, Remember, Remember the 5th of November, which is on Wednesday, November the 5th at 8 o'clock in Corbett Auditorium at CCM. You can find out more by going to our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.